他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如从神创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵，又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着声称赞。你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。这是神的话语。
Thank you to everybody who has participated this morning in the service.
谢谢大家都来这里参与我们今天早上的敬拜。
This morning we begin week 3 of our series, What on Earth Am I Here For?
今天早上我们将开始第三周的标杆人生的学习。
We learn that we are formed for God's family.
我们学到我们的创造是因为神的家庭。
We are formed for fellowship as the church.
我们被造是因为教会的团契。
It is said that the church is the only organization that exists for the sake of its non-members.
据说教会是唯一为非成员而存在的组织。
For those who do not yet believe.
是为了那些还没有信的人。
And yet to many, church seems strange.
而在这里我们会有一些对于教会来说会有一些奇怪的事情。
The skeptic thinks that we gather for an hour to sing songs with obscure words and monotonous melodies.
一些怀疑论者他们认为我们聚集了一个小时，用一些模糊的词或者单调的旋律来唱歌。
We listen to a speech from an ancient book full of strange ideas.
我们去听着讲道是关于一本古老的书，而充满了奇怪的想法。
And we sit on pews that require us to have a chiropractor appointment shortly after.
我们坐在这个长椅上，然后也许之后我们会有需要脊椎的治疗。
Sometimes many Christians think the same.
有时候也许基督徒也是这样想。
Yet God created the church, the greatest expression of human community.
然而神创造了教会，这是一个对人类社会最高的一个表现。
He created us to display His love, declare His glory, and in whom and with whom He would dwell.
他创造了我们是去表现他的爱和宣告他的荣耀，而在谁的里面和在我们里面存在。
As Pastor Rick Warren reminds us in our study book, Christians are not just believers, we are belongers.
Rick Warren 牧师他在学习这本书的时候他告诉我们基督徒不单是一个信徒他是一个属于者。
To discover what on earth we are here for demands that we realize that we are formed for relationship with God and with God's people.
去探讨我们究竟为何而活的时候我们需要意识到我们被造是因为与神的关系和与他的子民的关系。
We're formed for God's family, formed for fellowship.
我们被造是因为神的家庭，也是因为他的团契。
5 years ago, my wife and I welcomed 2 children into our lives.
5年之前，我的妻子和我欢迎两个小孩来到我们的生命当中。
We became a family.
我们成为一家人。
Now, whenever I hear them give or write their last name, my last name, Jones, my heart soars.
现在每当我听见或者看见他们写下我的姓的时候, 就是我的姓, Jones, 我的心都非常的激动。
Adoption has changed everything for them.
领养,收养, 完全改变了他们的生命。
They share identity with me.
他分享我的身份。
They are mine and I am theirs.
他们是我的, 我也是他们的。
Ephesians 1 verse 5 says, God predestined us to be adopted to sonship through Jesus Christ.
以弗所书1章5节这样说道, 神预定我们藉着耶稣基督得儿子的身份的名分。
In Roman times, to be adopted was to be brought into a relationship that could never be withdrawn.
在罗马时代, 被领养是一种永远不能撤回的关系。
John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13 say, To all who received him, that's Jesus, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God.
约翰福音1章12到13节这样说道, 凡接待他的人就是耶稣, 就是信他名的人, 他就赐给他们权柄, 做神的儿女, 这等人不是从血气生的, 不是从情欲生的, 也不是从人意生的, 乃是从神生的。
God formed us for his family, and when we receive Jesus as Lord, we are adopted into his church.
神创造了他的家庭, 当我们接受耶稣为主的时候,
our identity is with God.
我们的身份是与神一起。
So how do you value yourself?
你如何评价你自己呢?
How do others value you?
其他的人如何评价你呢?
Too often society or family.
很多时候社会或者家庭,
school friends or colleagues.
学校的同学或者同事,
or culture or media.
文化或者甚至媒体,
define our value.
定义我们的价值。
Are we beautiful enough?
我们足够漂亮吗?
Are we rich enough?
我们足够富裕吗?
Are we talented enough?
我们足够聪明吗?
But that is not the church.
但这不是教会。
When we belong to God's family, none of these matter.
当我们, 归属于教会的家庭的时候, 这些都不重要了。
Pastor Rick Warren says, being included in God's family is the highest honor and the greatest privilege you will ever receive. Nothing else comes close. Whenever you feel unimportant, unloved, or insecure, remember to whom you belong.
Rick Warren 牧师这样说道, 当你属于一个教会家庭的时候, 这是你所能收到的最高的荣誉和最大的权利。 没有任何事情可以相比较。 当你感觉你不重要的时候, 你不被爱的时候, 你不安全的时候, 请记住你属于谁。
I am part of a family where I love and am loved.
我属于这个家庭, 是我爱的和被爱的。
I belong to the church.
我属于教会。
I'm in the royal family because Jesus is king.
我属于皇室成员, 因为耶稣是王。
So turn to your neighbor now and say, You are royalty and I am royalty.
所以跟你旁边的人说, 你是皇室成员, 我也是皇室成员。
Right now, turn.
现在就跟你旁边的人说,
You are royalty and I am royalty.
你是皇室成员, 我也是皇室成员。
As we learn about the church this week, the first point to understand is this.
所以这个星期我们学习关于教会, 首先一个重点就是我们知道, 属于神的家庭是给予我们最高的荣誉。
Belonging to God's family gives us the highest honor.
属于神的家庭给我们最高的荣誉。
We belong to God.
我们属于神。
We become part of His family.
我们成为神家庭的一员。
Belonging to God's family also empowers us to fulfill our mission.
成为神的家庭的一员，也赐给我们力量去完成我们的目的。
I'm sure that most of us have USB drives.
我相信很多人都有 USB 驱动器。
These are small, portable memory devices that we plug into our computer to back up or transfer files.
这是一个小型携带式的内存设备，让我们插入电脑以备份或者传输文件。
By themselves, these USB devices have no power.
就其本身，这个USB它自己没有电源。
But when they are plugged into a computer, a light flashes.
当它被插入电脑的时候，指示灯闪烁。
A window opens on the screen.
屏幕上将会打开一个窗口。
And the memory is accessed.
并访问内存。
In other words, when they are plugged in, they come to life and fulfill their purpose.
换句话说，当他们插上电源的时候，他们将会有作用。
It's true with us.
我们也是这样。
If we are to fulfill the five main purposes that we discover in our study book, we must be plugged in.
如果我们想要去探索我们究竟为何而活的时候，这五个主题的时候，我们需要插上电源。
We must be connected to the church.
我们需要去与教会相连。So
let's think about those five purposes.
让我们去想这五个目的。
God's family is where we gather to worship.
神的家庭是我们聚集在一起去敬拜。
Last week we learned that every moment can be a time of worship.
上一个星期我们学到，任何一个时刻都是一个敬拜的时刻。
But there is something special about gathering as God's people.
但是与神的子民一起聚会是有一个特别的地方。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 21 says that in him, that's Jesus, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord.
以弗所书2章21节说道，各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
Just as the temple in Jerusalem symbolized the presence of God, so believers in Jesus become God's temple.
就好像在耶路撒冷的圣殿是代表神的同在，就好像在耶稣的信徒里面，我们成为神的圣殿。
Sunday services are more than a social network or a music concert or a lecture hall.
主日崇拜不只是一个社会的网络，是一个音乐会，或者是一个演讲厅。
God dwells among us.
神与我们同在。
We encounter God.
我们在这里遇见神。
It's what the word church means.
这也就是教会的意思。
In the New Testament, church means called out or gathered.
在新约圣经里。 圣经的意思是被呼召或者聚集。
We are gathered by God, like a family gathers for special occasions.
我们在神里面聚集，就好像在一个家庭有一个特殊的聚会。
I could celebrate a birthday by myself and bake a cake and wrap my own presents.
我可以为自己庆祝生日去烤一个蛋糕或者包一个生日礼物。
But special occasions are celebrated best with others.
但是一个特别的场合是最好与其他的人一起庆祝。
That's what church is.
这就是教会。
We are gathered by God to celebrate Him together.
我们因着神在这里聚在一起，与他一起庆祝。
This changes my attitude to worship on Sundays.
这就是我改变去参加主日聚会的一个态度。
During my younger life, gathering as the church has felt like a duty or an inconvenience, even a bore.
在我以前年轻的时候去参加主日聚会，我感觉是一个责任，或者是不方便的，或者甚至是无聊的。
I entered Sunday services with a casual attitude.
我参加主日崇拜是用一种随便的态度，
or a hurried attitude，
或者一个匆忙的态度，
or with a resigned attitude，
或者一个以不情愿的态度。
But once I realized who it was I came to worship, God, and among whom I worship, God's people, those attitudes have gone.
当我去意识到，当我来参加敬拜的时候，是为了神和在神的子民当中去敬拜的时候，我的态度完全改变了。
I am called out by God to worship.
我因着神的呼召而去敬拜。
I am set apart by God to worship.
我因着神分别为圣而参加敬拜。
So right now, let's pause and pray for a moment.
所以现在让我们停下来做一个祷告。
Lord, you are here. I delight in your presence.
主啊，你就在这里，我因你的同在而喜乐。
Amen. So belonging to the church is where we worship.
所以属于一个教会是我们敬拜的地方。
God's family is where we have fellowship, where we learn to love.
神的家庭也是我们有团契去学习爱。
Most of the week, we usually avoid people that we do not get along with.
很多时候我们去避免那些我们不喜欢相处的人。
We avoid eye contact with the annoying person on transit.
在公交车上我们去避免与那些我们不喜欢的人有眼睛的接触。
We change lanes to let the impatient driver overtake.
我们换线去让那些没有耐心的司机超越我们。
We remain quiet when someone is irritable at work.
我们保持沉默当在工作上有一些不耐烦的同事。
Maybe we walk past the homeless person on the street.
或者我们在街上就随便的走过那些无家可归的人。
We conceal our feelings when we sense conflict.
所以当我们有感觉有冲突的时候，我们隐藏我们的感情。
But as God's family, we are called to love one another, no matter who we are.
但是在神的家庭里面，我们需要彼此相爱，无论我们是谁。
Jesus said in John 15, verse 17, "This is my command: love each other."
耶稣在约翰福音十五章十七节这样说道，我这样吩咐你们是要叫你们彼此相爱。
And 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 22 says, love one another deeply from the heart.
彼得前书一章二十二节说道，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
In Galatians 5 verse 6 puts it all into perspective.
加拉太书五章六节这样说道，
The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love.
唯独使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。
This means that some of us may have relationships that we must put right.
这意味着我们中的一些人的有些关系我们必须纠正。
Maybe there's sin to confess or there's a reconciliation to seek.
或者我们有罪需要悔改，或者有和解要去寻求。
So humbly go to that person that you need to be right with, pray together, and discover God's gracious love.
所以当谦卑下来，去来到那个需要和解的人的面前，去一起祷告，去探索神的慈爱。
For others of us, we know we need to connect with others, perhaps be part of a small group or speak to someone new.
或者对于一些其他的人，我们知道我们需要与他联络，或者我们需要加入一个小的团契。
So consider joining a group if you have not yet.
或者去考虑加入一个小组。
Or reach out to someone you do not normally speak to.
或者去联络一个你平时不说话的人。
Perhaps even during our tea and coffee time after the service.
或者就在崇拜之后咖啡或者茶点的时候
or get to know somebody new
去认识一个新的人。
God's family is where we discover how to grow.
在神的家庭里也是我们去探索我们如何去成长。
Galatians 6 verse 1 tells us to restore those who are caught in a sin.
加拉太书六章一节去要求我们去挽回那些犯了罪的人。
In Galatians 6, verse 2, commands us to carry one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ.
加拉太书六章二节也去要求我们去彼此负担大家的负担，让我们去完全基督的律法。
Both require compassion.
这两样都需要我们有怜悯心。
So we do not judge, we care.
所以我们不去论断，而是去关心。
We do not accuse, we walk with.
我们是不是去指责，而是去与他同行。
We do not humiliate, we empathize.
我们不嘲笑，而我们是去同情。
A great way to help us is to have someone we are accountable to.
一个很好的方法，我们就去找一个可以问责的人。
We share with this person and pray together.
我们去与他分享，我们与这个人分享和一起祷告。
We support each other in our spiritual walk.
是我们在属灵的成长当中，我们一起去扶持。
If you want some help with that, I have some guidelines, and you can please speak to me.
如果你需要的帮助的话，我有一些可以去帮助你的。
God's family is where we exercise our spiritual gifts.
神的家庭，我们在这个家庭里，我们也就可以运用我们属灵的恩赐。
In Ephesians 4, verses 11 to 13, Paul says that God sets each of us apart for works of service.
在以弗所书四章十一到十三节，保罗说到，神要我们各尽其职。
Why?
为什么呢？
So that the church, the body of Christ, is united and mature.
所以教会这个基督的身体是合而为一，而且成熟的。
Everyone has God-given gifts or talents.
每一个人都有神的恩赐和天赋。
There's no redundancy in God's family.
所以在教会的家庭里是没有多余的人。
Perhaps your gifts are creative, artistic, or organizational.
也许你的恩赐是有创造力的，是艺术上的，或者有组织力的。
Perhaps they are pastoral or administrative.
或者是牧养方面，或者行政方面。
Maybe they are mechanical.
或者机械方面。
Or maybe they are like teaching.
或者教导方面。
The church is where we discover how to please God with our gifts.
所以在教会当中，是我们是如何运用我们的恩赐去讨神的喜悦。
Where we are free to fail, but then grow.
我们在这里是可以去失败的，然后我们在成长。
And where we find fulfillment as we serve others.
当我们去侍奉其他人的时候，我们会有找到成就感。
As we go through our series, may the gifts God has given each of us become clearer, and may we welcome their use among us.
所以在我们学习的当中，愿神给我们每个人的恩赐都会变得更加清晰，也都欢迎在那些人在我们中间使用他们。
And God's family is where we commission one another to go.
神的家庭也是我们去委托其他人去出去。
The church sets people apart for special projects and tasks for God's kingdom.
教会也是有这些特殊的人去做这些为神的天国做一些特殊的事情。
In Acts 13 verse 2, the church in Antioch obeyed the Lord and prayed for Barnabas and Paul and sent them on their mission trip.
在使徒行传十三章二节，安提阿的教会他们因为顺服神而去为巴拿巴和保罗去差遣他们去为他们祷告。
Barnabas and Paul became a living extension of the ministry of the Antioch church.
巴拿巴和保罗成为他们成为安提阿的教会的一个活的一个延伸。
So there is something powerful about being prayed for by fellow believers as we live for Christ in our homes.
当我们在在我们的家庭当中为主而活的时候，这些信徒之间的祷告是非常有力量的。
Our neighborhoods.
在我们在我们的邻居。
Our places of work.
我们的工作上。
And among our friends.
或者在我们的朋友之间。
Today we commission our youth mission team.
今天我们差派我们的青年宣教队出去。
They go, but in a sense, we all go.
他们去也意味着我们全部都去。
They are Trinity Baptist Church on mission.
他们是三一浸信会去执行任务。
In each of these five ways, belonging to God's family empowers us to fulfill our purpose.
这五个目标都是我们属于神的家庭，都赐给我们力量去完成我们的目的。
But finally, and most importantly, belonging to God's family reflects who God is.
最后，这最最重要的一点，当我们属于神的家庭的时候，也反映了神的属性。
We believe in one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们相信三位一体的真神、圣父、圣子和圣灵。
Ephesians 1 verse 3 declares that God is Father.
以弗所书一章三节宣告说神是天父。
John chapter 10 verse 30 declares that Jesus is one with the Father.
约翰福音十章三十节也都宣告说耶稣与父原为一。
John 14 verse 16 describes the Holy Spirit as another counselor. Like Jesus.
约翰福音十四章十六节也都宣告说圣灵是另外一位保卫师就像耶稣一样。
We cannot comprehend this threefold relationship.
也许我们无法理解这三个关系。
In much the same way that we cannot comprehend that within the core of the sun, the temperature is 27 million degrees,
就像我们无法理解在太阳的核心温度是2700万度
and the pressure is 340 billion times what it is here on earth
也这个它的压力也是地球上3400亿倍
but we know that the sun gives brightness and warmth
但是我们知道太阳给人光明和温暖。
So though we may not understand the Trinity, we know that the Father, the Son, and the Spirit share an intimate relationship.
虽然我们可能无法理解三位一体这个意念，但是我们知道圣父、圣子和圣灵有着亲密的关系。
In John 17 verse 5, Jesus prays to the Father, Glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began.
在约翰福音十七章五节说到父啊现在求你使我同你享荣耀就是未有世界以先我同你所有的荣耀
In John 17 verse 10 he prays All I have is yours and all you have is mine
在约翰福音十七章十节耶稣祷告说凡是我的都是你的你的也是我的
What does this mean?
这是什么意思呢?
It means that God likes to hang out with God.
这代表说神喜欢与神在一起。
This is supremely expressed in 1 John 4 verse 8.
在约翰一书四章八节有一个最高的诠释。
God is love.
神是爱。
As one preacher put it, in the deepest mystery of his being, God is an intimate relationship, a fellowship, a community of love.
在其中有一个宣道师常说到这个最深奥的一个奥秘当中就是神是一个亲密的关系一个团体一个爱的团体。
But here is the staggering truth for us.
这是一个非常惊人的真理对我们来说
God's family echoes God's nature as a community of love
神的家庭也回应了一个三位一体这个爱的团体
The Trinity is our designer label
所以三位一体是我们的标志
We are stamped with the mark of the Trinity at baptism
在我们受浸的时候我们印上这个印记
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
在圣父、圣子和圣灵的名下。
So if God likes to hang out with God, shouldn't we want to do the same with one another?
所以啊，当神他喜悦跟神在一起的时候，我们是不是也应当这样做呢？
That's why the Bible knows no such thing as solo Christianity.
所以圣经里面就是没有啊，没有这个就是单一的基督徒。
Practically, this means that we commit to a body of believers.
实际上，我们是委身了这个啊信徒的身体。
We identify with a local church.
我们认同我们当地的教会。
We become involved, we contribute, and we support in prayer.
我们参与，我们去贡献，我们在祷告当中互相扶持。
We are formed for fellowship.
我们是因着团契而形成的。
So this is the theme for this week's study.
所以这个是这个星期的学习的主题。
We are formed for God's family.
我们被造是因为神的家庭。
Belonging to God's family is our highest honor.
属于一个神的家庭是我们最高的荣誉。
Belonging to God's family is where we are empowered to live for Jesus.
属于一个神的家庭是让我们赋予力量，让我们为基督而活。
Belonging to God's family reflects who God is.
属于一个神的家庭，让我们去反映神的属性。
We are not just believers, we are belongers.
我们不只是一个单单的信徒，而我们是属于一个属于者。
At the end of this service, there is opportunity to receive prayer.
在这个敬拜啊崇拜之后，我们会有一个祷告的机会。
Maybe God has spoken to you this morning.
也许神今天早上在你的心里说话。
Maybe you know there's a relationship you need to put right.
也许你有一个关系你需要去纠正。
Or maybe there's an area in your life where you're seeking God's power.
所以在也许在你的生命当中，你需要神的力量。
There are always those here who are willing to pray with you and respect your confidentiality.
在这里，我们总会有人为你祷告啊，也会为你保密。
But let's stand and sing a wonderful upbeat song. Thank you, Pastor Lee.
那我们一起站立，唱这首诗歌。
God is love, and because He is love, the way we show that we are His followers is that we love one another. They'll know we are Christians by our love. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord, and we'll pray that all unity may one day be restored, and they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will walk.
We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that God is in our land. And there'll know we Christians by our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will work with each other, we will work side by side, we will work with each other, we will work side by side. And we'll guard each one's dignity and save each one's pride. And we'll know we are Christians by our love, yes, they'll know we are. His only Son. And all praise to the Spirit who makes us one. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.